Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Game Misconduct Podcast with Don LaGreca.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Game Misconduct. I am Don LaGreca. I am here at Rogers Arena in Vancouver, British Columbia, home of the Vancouver Canucks. Tonight, the Canucks will take on the Rangers. Blue Shirts looking for their sixth consecutive win. 25 goals over the last five games, and even somebody who hates math like I do can tell you that that's five goals per game. And it's really coming together for the Rangers, and I still think there's other moves to be made. I came to the game on Monday. Detroit was in town, and talking to the guys involved with that team, thinking maybe Sundquist could be available. That could be a nice fourth-line player for the Rangers, as that's a move that they might make at some point to try to kind of round out the four lines. If there's a weakness for this team right now, it is the fourth line, at least producing points. But, you know, right now the top nine, they've got to be very happy. Tarasenko slid in very nicely, and that was a huge, huge win on Saturday in Carolina against the first-place Hurricanes. So, got that game tonight. You can hear it on 10:50 a.m. ESPN Radio, so we're looking forward to that. As far as last night's concerned, what a win for the Devils in Columbus against the Blue Jackets as Graves scores with 1.4 seconds left in regulation to win it, to avoid overtime. And the Devils right now just continue to play well. They're 3 points back of Carolina for first place in the Metropolitan Division. Both teams have 53 games played. And the Devils are doing this without Jack Hughes, who's still out with that upper body injury. So they're finding a way to survive and win games. And you couple that with Carolina's win over the Capitals 3-2 in regulation. Carolina keeps pace. And the Rangers still lurking back there as well with 53 games played and 70 points. So it's all kind of consolidated there at the top. And they're now kind of distancing themselves a little bit from the wild card teams. Pittsburgh had a win. So they now have 63 points, so there's a little bit of a distance there. Capitals lost that game to Carolina. Our condolences to Alexander Ovechkin. His father had passed away, so he did not play in the game last night. If you remember them winning the Stanley Cup and him handing the cup to his father, so he's kind of been a part of it, so you really feel bad for him. So our condolences go out to him. Not sure how long he'll be out of the lineup, not in the lineup last night. And the Caps are the team that is teetering right now in the Eastern Conference. They've got 62 points, just a one-game lead over the Islanders. They do have a game in hand on the Islanders. The Islanders, they lost their game in a shootout against Ottawa. We'll get that in just a second. So if you're looking at a team to worry about, it might be the Capitals. They're getting healthier. They obviously get Ovechkin back from that. Backstrom's been playing. Wilson back as well. But Pittsburgh, because they've only played 53 games, three games in hand on Washington, four games in hand on the Islanders, four games in hand on Florida, you figure that they're in pretty good shape because of all the games they'll play, while the other teams that are chasing them are idle. The Pittsburgh Penguins are in good shape. The Capitals are a team I circle that we'll see what they do with the deadline coming up on March 3rd. They're going to probably have to do something. Islanders have only 4-4-2 in their last 10. Things have kind of slowed down for them since the Bo Horvat acquisition. So they've lost a couple in overtime. Not been great as of late, and they're missing some opportunities. Again, 57 games played, the most in the NHL. So they're going to be sitting around twiddling their thumbs while a lot of other teams are playing. We mentioned the Islanders losing that game 3-2. And, you know, they did everything they can. Mandelez made his National Hockey League debut, and he made 46 saves. And that's got to just drive you crazy. If you're an Islanders fan, you're going up against a kid making his National Hockey League debut and he throws 46 saves up there. I wonder if it's like baseball. You see in baseball sometimes where you get that pitcher nobody's seen before and he pitches a gem in his debut because there just isn't a scouting report on him. I wonder if that happens in hockey where you just don't know how to shoot at a guy. There isn't a lot of work that you can do on him video-wise, and I wonder if that just caught the Islanders by surprise, or just the fact that the Islanders are just not a team that is known to finish, even with the Bo Horvat deal. But, you know, 48 shots on goal should be enough to win you a game. Didn't. They do earn a point, but that could certainly come back to haunt them at some point. Panthers lose in St. Louis to the Blues. They just can't afford to lose games, especially when you're going up against a St. Louis team that's kind of thinking about next year. Barbashev had 3 points for St. Louis. So Florida's got to get their act together, as Knight just did not play well, facing just 27 shots and giving up those 6 goals. Jets fight back. The last team in the National Hockey League not to play in a shootout. They get the 3-2 win over the Kraken. The Bruins fight back, as they usually do. Look like it was just another one of those, oh, they're just mailing it in against Dallas. No. Even if they're not on, they find ways to be able to win games. They were down in the third in this one, and they were able to get the tying goal from Zacha midway through that period. And then it was Pasternak with the game winner in overtime as the Bruins win again. Maybe the best game of the night was in Colorado between the Lightning and the Avalanche, rematch of the Stanley Cup Final, and the Lightning win that game by the final score of 4-3. Again, low lead save in the National Hockey League. Lekkonen and McKinnon had given Colorado a 2-0 lead midway through the second period, but it was a goal by Kucherov. Then Sorelli scores to tie it at 2 early in the third. Malgin gets a goal for Colorado to give them the lead back early in the third period, only to see Nemestikov tie it 4-10 in, and just a really good back and forth rest of the way. And it was Stamkos' goal, the difference in the shootout, as the Lightning win there. We mentioned the Penguins win over the Sharks. So things very tight so much in the Metropolitan and the Atlantic Division as far as the race for the playoffs. Buffalo still very much alive, 56 points, but they've dropped 3 in a row. They got crushed in Los Angeles against the Kings. Tonight they'll take on the Ducks. And the Detroit Red Wings, a very interesting team. As I mentioned, I was here on Monday talking to Ken Daniels, talking to Ken Cal, their radio and television guys, about what they're going to do. They've got right now 6 points back of Washington, but they've got 4 games in hand. Now, they climb over Buffalo, Florida, and the Islanders to be able to do that. Great analogy from Tim Legler. We had him on the K Show talking about the Los Angeles Lakers trying to make the playoffs in the Western Conference. It's not so much the games. They've got to climb over so many teams. So the analogy Tim Legler said is you're on a buffet, and you're only 15 feet away from the crab legs. And you're right, you can almost reach them. But unfortunately, there's 10 people between you and the crab legs. And then by the time you get to the crab legs and make up those 15 feet, crab legs are gone. Kind of with the thing with the Red Wings. Yeah, they're only 6 points back. Yeah, they've got 4 games in hand on Washington, but they're going to have to navigate through Buffalo, who also only has 52 games played, Florida, and the Islanders in order to get there. So that's a lot of teams they're going to have to help you out as well. But right now, Dylan Larkin's playing out of his mind. Hopefully, they find a way to hold on to him. We talked about that with EJ last week about how silly it would be. The guy's a stud. He's from that area. Yeah, you'd get a lot in return, but you'd be starting over again. People around the Red Wings feel they're a year away from making the playoffs, and they might find a way to sneak in this year. So hopefully they hold on to an asset like him. Bertuzzi likely gone. Sundqvist likely gone. They'll make deals, but I don't think anything that's going to really fracture the immediate future for this franchise. All right, tonight I told you I'll be here in Vancouver for the Canuck game. Later on tonight, the Leafs home for the Blue Jackets. Lightning second of back-to-backs in Arizona against the pesky Coyotes team. As of right now, Chychrun is still a member of the Coyotes, but not playing because he's on the verge of getting dealt. Usually when you see a guy not playing, it means he's going to get dealt that day or the day next day. So far, at least at the time of this recording, he's yet to be dealt. So he's going to most likely be scratched healthy for the third consecutive game. So just kind of weird there. So Tampa could take advantage. Detroit, Edmonton, that's a great one. Just talking about Detroit, Edmonton. And what can you say about Connor McDavid? 97 points. The Rangers will be in Edmonton coming up on Friday. The Wild home for the Avalanche. So Wild catch a break, having the Avalanche in the second of back-to-backs and having to travel. And Minnesota needs all the points they can get right now as they're trying to cling to that final playoff spot in the West. 61 points, tied points-wise with Calgary with 61, but they do have a game in hand. 4 points back of Edmonton for the first wild card, but Edmonton's got a game in hand. Boy, it's going to be a lot of fun down the stretch. And Buffalo just needs a win in Anaheim against the Ducks. Buffalo's dropped 3 in a row, really missing an opportunity here to be able to make up some ground. They got all these games in hand, but they can't seem to take advantage of it. And now you're taking up a Duck team that's thinking about next year. Boy, I'm about ready. Maybe not statistically, but I'm about ready that if Buffalo doesn't win tonight in Anaheim, you almost want to put them to bed. They just wouldn't be good enough. A fourth consecutive loss with all these opportunities to make a run really would be tough. All right, let's close it out with your tweets at Don LaGreca, hashtag game misconduct. Donnell Weaver says, what up, Don? This is a local hockey question. The Islanders got Horvat. The Rangers got Tarasenko. So who do you think the Devils will get at the trade deadline? A lot of momentum building about Timo Meier. He's definitely going to get traded. A lot of teams want him. Devils have the cap space. Now, I don't know how the Devils and Fitzgerald want to handle this, because this was kind of out of nowhere, this run that they're on, where they actually can compete for winning the division in a year where I don't think many people thought they'd even be a playoff team. Do you want to wait until Meier becomes a free agent, or do you want to try to get him for the run? I think you take advantage of the situation you're in. Even if you lose him in free agency, you've got a chance to do something special here. I know Boston's the favorite right now, but to be able to get some buzz, this team has only won one playoff game, not even a series, one playoff game since they went to the Cup Final in 2012. That was over a decade ago, so maybe you owe it to your fans to try to make a run. Here, Coop says, hey, Don, a large contingent of Twitter insiders seem sure that players dislike Gallant and play in spite of him. I find this comical, unsubstantiated, and quite salacious, to be honest. You're much closer to the team than these people. What do you say? I've heard nothing about that whatsoever. Zero. And there's nobody that defends his players more than Gallant does publicly. He has defended Lafreniere and his struggles. Earlier in the season, he defended Kako. I think he stands up for his players. The team obviously responded after the firing of David Quinn to be able to make it to the conference final last year and now competing for first place in the Metropolitan Division. I find it completely unsubstantiated. He can be prickly with the media for sure, but that has nothing to do with how the players feel about him. I have no knowledge of any players having any problem with Gallant, and they certainly do play for him. Courtney says, hey, Don, you got to see Dylan Larkin in action Monday night against the Canucks. Do you really think Larkin could be moved before the trade deadline since they haven't been able to re-sign him yet? Hope you had a great birthday in Vancouver. Listen, anything can happen. They haven't signed him yet, but it just seems like it's a perfect fit, right? I mean, you got to be able to build with talent. And Larkin's been there through this entire rebuild, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense to let somebody like that go, because then you're starting from scratch. If you truly believe this team is close to making the playoffs next year, he's going to be a major part of that. And you're not going to get the haul that you're looking for because he's a free agent. You'll get something for sure, but you won't get what you would have based on the talent that he can supply you. Hopefully, they'll be able to find a way to get that done. Now, there's a big contract that's involved with Bertuzzi. If they can unload that, I think that's money that goes in the hopper for sure to be able to keep Larkin there. Joseph G. says, Rangers traded for Tarasenko. Mikola looks great so far. Do you think that there's any moves in the Rangers' future? Also, Igor Shesterkin is saved 14-27 on breakaways this season, a complete flip from last year, 11 out of 68. What's going awry? Not sure. I just think last year was just an unreal season for him. He's probably come back down to earth a little bit, but where he is still pretty rarefied air compared to other goaltenders. But like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I'm looking at a distinct possibility of seeing them get somebody for that fourth line. You know, is it Sundqvist? Is it somebody that we're not thinking of? I don't think they're going to make a blockbuster for Patrick Kane, nothing like that. They've only got about $1 million of cap space, so they can't get too crazy. So a nice fourth line winger. He's got a bit of a nose for a net. I mean, I like Gaudreau on that fourth line. I like Gauthier on that fourth line. And if you can get somebody that has a little bit of touch to play on that fourth unit, I think that could be pretty good for what's happening with this team. So that's what I kind of look like that they're going to do. Little Late Now says, are there any teams in or close to the playoffs who could lose in the first round in seven games, competitive series? Who would you still say had a good, great season? Seattle, but Buffalo, Detroit, if they made it? Seattle, for sure. I mean, Seattle's been toying with first place, but they look like that they're a little bit early to the party as far as making the playoffs. If Seattle got into the playoffs and were competitive in the first round, I don't think anybody would be disappointed. Playoffs in the second year of the franchise, I understand they're held to a different standard because of Vegas. I think that's unfair. Vegas kind of came out of nowhere, but for most expansion teams, for Seattle to be competing for first place in their first season, I think is spectacular. To be in a position to try to add at the deadline, I think is really special. So yeah, Bruins lose in the first round, huge disappointment. Devils may fall in that category as well. You know, the Devils have had an amazing season, but let's just say they didn't catch Carolina, and they've got to play the Rangers in the first round. as disappointed as you would be to lose to the Rangers, an arch rival, if you went 6-7 games with the Rangers and lost, having made the playoffs for the first time, since 2018, for just the second time since 2012, I mean, would you be able to look at the season as a disappointment or just say, hey, we were early to the party, we got tons of experience in the first round? I might throw the Devils in that category as well. Tommy P. says, hope you had a wonderful birthday. A few teams that are interested in Patrick Kane have been named. Wild, Stars, Canes. Do you think the Bruins would be interested? They're already a favorite for the Cup, but a move like that would make them a juggernaut. Yeah, I mean, obviously. But Wild, you know, are you willing to give up what you're going to have for a rental for just something that would be gratuitous, where the Wild can really use them? I think the Stars could use them as well. Canes, I think they're more in the market for a center than a winger. I don't think they would shy away from getting a star like that, but I think they're set at the wing. What they need is somebody that can play consistent center. Sports Guy says, Bruins feel like they're on a crash course to win the Eastern Conference. Who do you think has the chance to either give them an early playoff exit or simply stop them altogether from winning it all? Well, you take a look at the teams that they would have to play. I mean, if the season ended today, Boston would take on Washington. I don't think Washington's up for the task, nor do I think Pittsburgh, although Pittsburgh's got a ton of experience. And if DeSmith or Jari stand on his head, I mean, anything can happen. But I look at a team, not Toronto. Toronto just, they soil themselves at the sight of the Boston Bruins for whatever reason. Tampa. Tampa is the team that I think could be dangerous. They would be playing them in the second round. Tampa with a ton of experience. You're starting to see the Lightning warm up a bit. 3 wins in a row, 6-3-1 in their last 10. Vasilevsky is a world-class goaltender. They've won the Eastern Conference, or at least, you know, gone to the Stanley Cup Final 3 consecutive years. If you tell me a team that if I'm Boston, I do not want to have to play is Tampa, and that's exactly you're going to have to probably play in the second round of the playoffs unless they get picked off. So that could be a bit of disappointment. But to answer your question, yeah. Yeah, I would say you don't want any kind of piece of Tampa Bay. Tim says, hey, Don, a lot of Devil fans seem desperate to trade for Meyer in order to try to help them make the playoffs. Do you think it would be better to just wait until he's a free agent? Yeah, I brought that up earlier. You know, I think they want to solidify what has been a magical run. But you make a good point. I don't think you wouldn't be getting Meyer to me to solidify a playoff spot. I think you've done that already. You've shown that you can win games with Hughes hurt. You can win games with Hischier hurt. Yeah, you can still be good despite the fact that earlier this season you lost 8 games in a row at home. I really believe that this would be to help you make a run in the playoffs, not solidify a playoff spot, because I think you've already done that. All right, this was a lot of fun today, kind of up against it, a little late to the party here with the time difference, but I'll be flying back home after the game, and hopefully the Rangers get a 6th consecutive. For you Ranger fans out there, Kenny will be joining the party out west in Edmonton and Calgary, so I'll have the pre and post for those. We'll be back with you on Friday, and you know what Friday means, the top 5 and all that. So thanks for participating today. As you can hear the skates and the ice and the puck as the Rangers are right now going through their morning skate here at Rogers Arena. It's a lot of fun to be in Western Canada. So great job by everybody. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Want to get in touch with me, at Don LaGreca, hashtag Game Misconduct. So we'll speak to you on Friday to close out the week, get ready for the weekend. This was the Wednesday edition of Game Misconduct.
This is the Game Misconduct Podcast with Don LaGreca.